last night, Trump flipping out, all these things being leaked about Trump. So CNN and BuzzFeed released this whole and huge document that's saying that he was over in Russia. He was involved in some weird street treats kind of action. And that everybody's mad because he was not, he wasn't made aware that these claims and this document existed that had all these claims in it. So he's furious. He's mad at CNN. He's mad at BuzzFeed. The director of national intelligence, James Clapper, he called Trump last night. They said they want to discuss the many intelligence leaks that were leaked to the media over the past week. He also released a statement, Clapper did, that said, quote, I express my profound dismay at the leaks that have been appearing in the press, and we both agreed that they are extremely corrosive and damaging to our national security. When you hear things like this, if you don't like Trump, you're happy this is out. You don't care that these aren't verified claims, that these are just allegations at this point. They're not verified. And even it was either BuzzFeed or CNN who said that they're not able to verify them.
So
not that it's going to take time. They said at this point they just have to remain unverified.
Yeah. Which probably just means they're just BS.
Are you only mad when things like this happen, when it's somebody that you fully support? Or is it just kind of interesting all the way
around?
It's
just interesting,
isn't for Donald Trump to be mad, isn't Donald Trump the one that went on the whole Obama birth certificate crusade?
Yep, he's not American.
You don't like it coming back, yeah.
But, you know, CNN... they're not a big Trump fan, so you know that's for them. This is like Christmas.
I know. So last night, Jim Acosta from CNN is at Trump's press conference. Trump's not giving him.
Since you're attacking us, can you give us a question? Mr. President-elect.
Go ahead.
Mr. President-elect, since you are attacking our news organization, can you give us a chance?
That's Jim from CNN.
Not you.
Yeah.
The person next to you.
He is. He's pointing. Like, nope. Let her speak. Let her speak. I mean, he goes on and on.
I'm not going to give you a question.
Can you stay categorical?
You are fake news.
He calls him fake news.
And again, no matter what side of the fence you sit on regarding politics, he is entertaining. And I know he's going to be the president of this country, but he just doesn't seem to give a rat. He'll just say what he wants.
And that is such a difference. And while a lot of people are saying that he got in to begin with because he has that attitude and people are so sick of the PC business.
Yep.
But what's funny to me is that he goes on. He reminds me, Trump is campaigning and things that he's so adamant about remind me of listening to like high school or middle school run for student council.
We're going to build a wall. I could wait about a year and a half until we finish our negotiations with Mexico, which will start immediately after we get to office, but I don't want to wait. Mexico, in some form, will reimburse us for the cost of the wall.
And you think, cool, how? And he said in payments or in taxes, but do they have, and again, we come on here, we don't know, I don't know a lot about politics. I'm pretty sure you can't just be like, hey, we're going to do this, you pay us for it, all right?
It doesn't work like that.
Because then wouldn't we not be in all this debt if that's how it works?
Well, and on the other flip of the coin is that a lot of people want to come this side of the border because it's not that good, the other side, like financially, you know, so they want to come over here, be part of that American dream, earn good money, etc. So where is he going to get this cash from Mexico? Because it seems like there's not a lot of cash over there.
They're coming here.
Exactly. Where's that cash coming from? I have to ask that question.
The great thing about this is like we need to build a wall to the south. We need one. That's not where we need.
No,
they're not the problem. It's you people
coming over the water.
coming across the ocean.
That's the ones you have to watch.
The ones that look like you that are the worst.
We blend in much easier.
Where are we at? You and I went to get sushi, and you don't know how to use chopsticks.
Not very good at them, no.
You were just stabbing it with one and picking it up, and I was like, I need you to speak louder because I don't want them to think that you're just some ignorant American. Who came to their sushi house and you don't know how to use chopsticks. Or like, you're not even trying. You're just like, I'll just... Then you're using your hands. I'm like, talk, please.
Louder.
Hello, yeah. Green tea, please. I'm like, oh, he's a foreigner. It's fine.
Not just one of you.
A bunch of ways to be a part. Not just an ignorant American. A bunch of ways to be a part of the show. Snapchat, AmyMCR, Twitter, Instagram, @PetchandAmy, or 424-1234.